This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now we look at events happening up in Kedah. The AHA's annual general meeting, or Muktamar, opened yesterday with some newspapers and media reported a call by delegates to bury Amanah, the splinter party of the of what was once backbone of the Pakatan Rakyat. We now turn to and speak to Wan Saiful Wan Jan, who's on the line. He's, of course, with the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Wan.
No problem.
You are on your way to the Muktamar. What are the thoughts that you have, I mean, on your way there? What are the main questions that you think this Muktamar has to decide upon?
Well, I'm really looking forward to see what the Conservatives in the party are going to propose as the way forward, especially preparing for this coming general election. You need to remember that they took over on a clean slate. They completely took over the party. The Conservatives took over the party in the last party election in 2015. And this is going to be the first time that they have full control since many decades. And it will be very interesting to see what are the policy ideas that they have, other than saying that they want to turn the country into an Islamic state. You know, what are the other details that they will propose in the run-up to the election? So I'm looking forward to hear that.
You know, because many Malaysians who are not kind of really au fait about Malaysian politics will say, well, PAS is a conservative party. I mean, is there another faction? How would you describe those other factions in the party?
Well, to understand the differences within PAS, you need to understand the bigger picture among the Muslim community in Malaysia. There has always been a conservative group and a progressive group. But, you know, this goes back to the early 1900s, so it's nothing new. PAS is just a reflection of that. And until 2015, the progressive and the conservative were working together within PAS, and that was when you saw the headache that they had in managing those differences. But PAS in itself has always been a conservative party, and I use the term conservative not in a negative way. I'm just describing how the party is. You know, when they took over the party in 2015, the progressives were not only kicked out from the positions that they were holding, but they were humiliated and they were kicked out from the party itself. The purge really happened not in an open way, but in a very indirect way, telling the progressive that you should move out. So now I think there's no differences anymore within the party. It is manned by people who are conservative in nature. And as a result, it's a united party.
You know, it's curious that this is happening because in Kedah, a state that they once provided leadership to but then lost against the tide of other Pakatan-held states. So you think of Penang and Selangor went for a second term, but Kedah lost. Has there been any soul searching in PAS about their record in Kedah? And of course, also in Terengganu, which was led by Hadi, which also was lost after one term of administering the state. Do they ever think of themselves as a party that can't govern apart from Kelantan?
Well, I wouldn't say let's put it this way. No party would ever admit that they cannot govern. They will always find some other reasons to justify losing an election. So that was what happened with PAS. But internally, when they lost Terengganu, when they lost Kedah, they did do internal soul searching. But unfortunately, the changes were not done. The reality is the conservatives are unable to govern a modern-day state in Malaysia very well, and the attraction towards them is not very strong. So I think it will be very challenging for them to represent themselves these days, in the coming general election, as a better party than before, especially when the whole country, the whole world knows that they have returned to the original Conservative position, it will be very challenging with their track record.
You know, very recently, Rafizi Ramli from PKR and his organization Invoke came out with a study. They claim that shows that PAS will lose massively in the next general elections. They, of course, have PAS has come out to repudiate it, says it's nonsense. It's, of course, in some ways, it's self-interested on the part of Rafizi to make this point. Do you think there's any substance in Rafizi's claims?
I think it doesn't really require, a complex survey to know that whenever there is a three-corner fight, it is UMNO who will win in the Malay constituencies. So if PAS were to contest against UMNO and at the same time against AMANA, the news really, the way Rafizi presented it was as if PAS will be the only loser. It is not that. Both PAS and Pakatan will be losers. The victor will be UMNO. So Rafizi was spinning it in one direction. He was correct in saying what he said. PAS will lose, but Pakatan will lose as well. So this is not really about PAS. This is more about in the three-cornered fight. The votes for opposition will be broken up, will be divided, and that means UMNO will win.
Is there any chance at this point in time, the bluster aside, falling because of the Muktamar, that PAS might enter into an electoral pact with Pakatan? Any chance of that?
Well, I wouldn't rule anything out. Tun Mahathir has now befriended Anwar again, and we've befriended Lim Kit Siang as well. So I wouldn't rule that out. So in the political scene, I think in the reality in Malaysia is if you want to be a real challenger to Barisan Nasional, you will need to present yourself as one united front so that it is a one against one. I wouldn't rule that out, but it's going to be very difficult, though, because you need to remember that for PAS to be accepted into Pakatan Harapan or to work with any of the Pakatan Harapan parties, the non-Muslims must be comfortable with them. Now, with the current position taken by PAS, they will be a liability to any party that has a large non-Muslim component because non-Muslims will reject them. So I think PAS has positioned themselves into a situation where they must take an independent position rather than forming a pact. But I wouldn't rule it out still.
Well, what is the meaning of independence? We also have, of course, rumours that there's talks between UMNO and PAS over an electoral pact. Any veracity, or do you think that could be even true? There could be any truth in those rumours that there could be some sort of electoral pact between UMNO and PAS? And who needs who more? Does UMNO need PAS or PAS need UMNO more?
Well, there are two components in your question there. Number one, I would say it'll be foolish for any party to not negotiate with anybody at this time. It is all about positioning for power, finding the best position that they can win. And, even though there are parties within Pakatan and within Barisan who are saying that they're not going to work with each other, I think it'll be really foolish for them to discount talking to the other parties. You never know, DAP, PKR, Amanah might be talking to MCA, MIC, Gerakan and so on. So working with another party is not a bad thing. It is normal for political parties to try to find partnership. But the second part of your question was about UMNO and PAS and whether they need each other and how much do they need each other. I think this is a very interesting question. In reality, I think UMNO does not need PAS to be with them. In reality, what UMNO needs is for PAS to not be with Pakatan. As long as there is a three-cornered fight, if I was in UMNO, I will make sure that I dangle some carrots to make sure that PAS is not siding with my enemy so that they fight each other and I will win. So I think, that's a good strategy.
Is the carrot 355?
Say that again, please.
Is the carrot 355?
The carrot is, it could be 355, it could be positions in government. It could be some deputy ministerial position. It could be so many things. There are so many carrots that can be dangled once you get into power. PAS definitely wants to see more Sharia law, a more Islamic form of Malaysia. And this is what they have been fighting for so long. Many people have been criticizing them for this. But I think this is missing the point. PAS exists in order to make the country an Islamic state. If they don't do that, what are they going to do?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.